Episode 6, Getting Online on a Budget. Welcome to the Be Your Own Boss podcast, the young entrepreneur's guide to starting a business. Whether you're thinking about business for the first time or you have an idea that you want to develop, then this is the podcast for you. I'm Mari and I'll be guiding you through this 15-part series that will keep you on track and help you think through the challenges that come with starting a business. Part of the Welsh Government's Business Wales service, Big Ideas Wales raises aspirations and supports young entrepreneurs' ambitions for business. Part funded by the European Regional Development Fund, Big Ideas Wales supports young people through online resources, business skills workshops, and one-to-one sessions with an advisor to help your ideas become a reality. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000, live chat on the Business Wales website, or you can email us bigideas@gov.wales. Welcome everyone to episode 6 of the Be Your Own Boss podcast. This time we'll be looking at getting your business online, from starting a website to the tips and tools you can access, but first let's have a quick recap. In episode 5, we discussed creating your brand, which makes your business stand out in a crowd and is the image and reputation you present to your customers. Remember, it's all connected from your website, social media channels to the tone of voice you use. The next step is getting online, which is usually with a website. So why don't we take a look at the things you need to consider and why you need to get your business online? A website is a great way for you to just tell people who you are and what you offer and how to get in touch. Think of it as a business profile. However, if you're planning to sell online, you will need an e-commerce website that can accept online payments securely. I bet right now you're thinking, well, this is just common sense considering we're all used to websites on the internet by now. But have you thought about how you create your website? What you need to get it started? Well, the first things you need to do are register a domain name, find a web hosting company, and build your website. If you look around, you'll find that many platforms will offer these services all in one place and often for low prices. Firstly, let's discuss your domain name. Like the business name, try and keep it short, easy to remember, and it's always worth considering more than one, such as .com, .co.uk, and .wales. Costs for domain names can vary, but some start for just a few pounds per year. You'll definitely be able to keep within a budget. There are lots of options for you to look into. Now, when we talk about building a website, you have three options and the route you choose is entirely up to you. Build it yourself from scratch, which is great if you have the skills. Use a DIY template from platforms such as Wix, WordPress or GoDaddy. Have a look at the platforms and use the one that works best for you. Ask someone to build it for you. This might sound costly and I know we're talking about sticking to a budget, but this is the perfect opportunity to try skill swapping to save yourself money. The cost involved with developing a website can vary, but if you're looking to stick to a budget, then DIY templates are usually the best way to go. They are cheap and easy to use. The choice is yours to make and always choose the options that work the best for you. Most of us use social media on a daily basis, so I'm sure you're all familiar with how Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn and Snapchat work. But consider how they can work for your business. The use of social media in business is growing year on year, and it's a great way to spread the word. It encourages people to share comments, posts, images, and videos. Being active on social media should be a key part of your marketing strategy, and best of all, they're free to join and use. This means you're reaching audiences without breaking your budget. Think about what channels your target audience use the most. Where will your business voice be noticed so you can choose the most relevant social media channel for you and your business? If you don't know these things, then it's worth researching because this information can really help. Have you ever wondered how you make it to the top on Google searches? This is where you can use search engine optimization or SEO. This is using keywords and phrases in your online content so that your website comes up when someone searches for a product or a service like yours. Getting to the top of Google is a great way to get noticed online, and there is plenty of advice to be found about SEO. Once you learn the basics, you can keep optimizing your website by adding relevant content. Never let your website get stale. Evolve and update it in order to stay on top to get noticed. I got a chance to speak to Austin Walters from Austin Walters & Co. about the company's online presence. Austin, hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
And you.
Now tell us a bit about yourself and your business to start with.
Okay. I invest in distressed businesses. So I got into that some time ago after having an idea one day about bringing my expertise into businesses where they couldn't potentially afford to bring in consultants and so on. I slightly changed that business model when I realized when I brought my marketing expertise into a business, they often had other issues in the business, financial issues and so on, and I didn't have any control over that aspect of the business. So what I then did is I pivoted the business idea into acquiring wholly those distressed businesses and using my experience to turn the businesses around and then sell them on.
And how did you find that there was a real need for this?
Usually because the companies that were in distress, they would think that the solution was get more sales. And so I'd had a number of people approach me over the years to assist them in their business to get more sales through marketing. And often you'll recognize that if you increase the amount of sales in a distressed company, you just make them more distressed.
You're not solving the problem.
You're not solving the problem. No, you're just you're giving them more things to juggle.
It sounds very complicated.
It probably does from the outside, but podcasting sounds complicated from the outside. But when it's something that you've done for a long time and you've had experience in setting up businesses and selling businesses and so on, it just becomes something that you do.
Yeah. And how important would you say having a strong online presence is for
It's critical today, absolutely critical today, because if anybody now thinks about doing business with a company, one of the first things that they'll do is go and do a Google search. They'll do their due diligence. If you don't find a presence online, you instantly think, is there a real business? So having a good, strong presence online now is absolutely critical.
And what personally have been your biggest challenges to date?
In terms of?
Of starting your own business and running it and evolving, as you said, you have to
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, in the early days, when I would start businesses from scratch, the biggest challenge you'd have is trying to wear so many hats. You know, when I speak to a lot of businesses now and I'm giving them marketing, online marketing advice, their response usually is, that sounds fantastic, but where have I got the time to do that as well as run my business? So it's usually the challenge for a lot of people is how can they wear so many hats where they're the salesperson, the finance person, the marketing person, the HR person, and so on.
But you could argue that marketing, is it easier these days with so many social platforms?
Yeah, much easier these days. If I consider my first ever business, when I was 14, I was breeding and selling gerbils. The only way that I could get sales was through going out and knocking doors, which were pet shops at the time. And that led me on to something completely different, buying and selling CB radio. So that was my version of the internet when I was younger. There was no internet to set up pretty much overnight. Now anybody could go online, create a website, create a social media presence, and they can be in business by tonight, tomorrow morning. You know, back then it was, leaflets, newspaper magazines, yellow pages, that kind of stuff, which took time and money. But it's much, much easier now.
Yeah, and we've all got our devices and they're
Absolutely.
Constantly in our hands. So
yeah.
It doesn't necessarily, if it's something you're passionate about, you can be constantly updating or marketing your product
anywhere, anytime. Well, I was out in reception now. I was online looking at a few things on Twitter and retweeting and posting some things on LinkedIn just in the downtime while I was waiting to come in. So you can be marketing constantly.
Yeah. Did you always know you wanted to run your own business? It sounds like if you were selling
gerbils
when you were 14.
I don't know.
Is it just in you?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Because lots of people, you'll speak to people and they say, find out what your why is and go back to why do you do all these things. And I think for some people, you're just born an entrepreneur. It's in you, and it, there's no going back to what that spark was. There might be that initial moment that you decided to take the leap, but I think it was in me from the very beginning. Because if I think back to before I was 14 with my first business, one of the things I always liked to do is when my parents went out, is I would get the dining room table and arrange it as an office desk and pretend that I was in an office. And so it was in me from a very early age.
That's interesting. Do you now enjoy helping other people?
I get great pleasure from helping others now. If I think back to, again, when I was younger, setting up those businesses, there was support out, but it was very, very limited in comparison to what's around there now. So, you know, the knowledge that I've gained over the years from running the businesses, I just love passing that information on to others and seeing them succeed.
If you have to try and condense it to a couple of main points of advice to someone who's listening to this now thinking, I really want to start my own business.
Yeah.
I know we haven't got all the time to share all you've learned across the years, but what would you tell them now?
Just to go for it. There's very limited risk today in terms of starting up a business, as long as you don't immediately go and get a loan. But to go for it, stop planning and thinking about it and just go for it. The mindset would be just to wake up tomorrow morning and decide I'm in business and go for it, and then start your journey as an entrepreneur, and get support from other people around you. Learn from others. You don't need to do things and learn along the way and make those mistakes. That will happen, but there's a lot of shortcuts that you can take because other people have already done the things that you're thinking of doing, and you can get the advice from them to get that that level of success much, much quicker.
I think a lot of people fear that it's a weakness to show they're not sure how something works or that they don't know what they're doing. But I think it actually shows a strength if you're willing to say, can someone help me here? I'm
absolutely
struggling.
Absolutely. And there's so many people around that are willing to help. And it's all about collaboration as well, because it's not just the help that you get on that particular topic or issue. It's what else that other person can bring to the table in terms of connections, in terms of other knowledge or even ideas. So, you know, I think asking for help is probably not something you should think about doing. It should be part of your plan is to get a mentor, to get, at least associate yourself with an organization that can help and support you from day one.
Definitely. What's the best thing about working for yourself, and what's the worst thing?
I think the best thing is that you've got complete control over your time. The worst thing is that you've got complete control over your time. In so much as you haven't got to ask anybody if you can take time off. You can just take time off and then and make that time up later on. But at the same time, it also can make it more difficult if you decide to leave things a little bit, and then you end up with deadlines or things that you've got to hit. And then you've got a lot of pressure one day or one evening to get something done by the next day. But it is flexibility. It is the ability to make your own decisions. To manage your own time. That is a real big benefit of business. And ultimately, the buck stops with you. So anything you do achieve, it's down to you.
Someone might be listening thinking, I have no idea where to start with an online presence. So what advice have you got for them?
Well, there's a fantastic free resource available to everybody. It's called YouTube. And there's some great videos on there on how to set up your Facebook business page, how to set up an Instagram account, how to get started on LinkedIn. There's even some great videos on how to create a website. So there's a free platform known as WordPress. That's a fantastic platform to get started on. You can get free hosting for WordPress. There's lots of templates that you can follow to get your website up and running. The main thing to remember is that nobody's going to judge you to start with on the quality of your website. It's a presence that they're looking for. And if it's not absolutely sparkling and looks like it's been made by a multi-million pound marketing agency, nobody's going to criticize you for it, as long as the information that exists on the website is relevant to the visitor. I don't know how many times that I've acquired websites over the years that look terrible but perform incredibly well. Because it's not about how they look, it's about they just hit the mark with regards to what the visitor is looking for. So YouTube is a great starting point for learning these things. And there's no better way to learn than to do. and that's just to give it a go. You know, the time of people criticizing anybody on social media for just the way that they're using it rather than what they're saying, which a lot of people fear. If I'm not using it right, people are going to complain. We don't do that anymore, but you know, that time has moved on. And so just go for it. Just make a start. It's the fear of starting is usually the problem. Once you get started, you realise that it wasn't as big a deal as you thought.
No, very sound advice. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Absolute pleasure.
One more thing you should remember is email is a great free marketing tool. You can keep in touch with customers by sending regular email newsletter or simply dropping them a line from time to time. Just always be aware and follow the latest GDPR guidelines. Now you know how to get online, go find your domain and build your website. But don't forget to tune back into the podcast for episode 7, Getting the Most Out of Business Support. Here we'll talk about advice available, but also funding, which I know can be a scary process. If you have any further questions, don't hesitate to get in touch. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000, live chat on the Business Wales website, or send us an email, bigideas@gov.wales. Speak to you next time, everyone.